Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah, Allah forgive us all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for whatever good we've done during the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let it be a means of us becoming more closer to Him, and a means of us moving further and further away from the fire of Jahannam, inshallah. Ameen. Respected brothers, one of the verses and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights is the importance of spending. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches and tells us that we need to spend from the wealth, and Allah uses the word the wealth that Allah has given. So to the reader, automatically it nullifies any thought of a person thinking that I own it all. We must understand that the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is wealth that comes directly from Allah. Whatever we earn is from Allah alone. Obviously, if it's halal, it's from Allah. If a person earns through haram means, then a person is responsible for that. But the point being is spending in the path of Allah, spending for the pleasure of Allah, never hoarding for oneself, thinking that you own it all. In a matter of a night, Qarun lost everything. To such an extent, the next day, the neighbors came out and they saw nothing remaining of him. So this wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah says, spend from the wealth that I have given you. This is the month of Ramadan when we often encourage to open our hearts and give for the pleasure of Allah. Not necessarily does it mean through means of food or wealth, etc., but in any way possible, helping with clothing, etc., and so many things we can do. We need to be, as a Muslim, we must be responsible for our community. We need to be a part of our community. Remember, wherever you go, you are an ambassador of Islam. Obviously, do not contribute to those things in a community that will lead to haram and sin, etc. But within the boundaries and confines of Sharia, a person must be part of his community. It reminds me of the incident of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before he became a prophet, it is mentioned that there was a terrible sound in the city at night. So when the people rushed out, they saw Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming back into the town, telling the residents, relax, everything is fine, it's all sorted out. So this was the bravery of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But not only that, it also showed him being a person who was part and parcel of his community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to put this quality within us, inshallah. Ameen. There is another verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no compulsion in deen. This, many commentators mentioned that this was the reason for revelation for this ayat, was that there was a person who was a Muslim and he had two sons who were not Muslim. So he goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Nabi of Allah, I want you to force my sons to become Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, La ikraha fi deen, that there is no compulsion in deen. So we need to realize that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any one of us. We need Allah. The deen of Allah, wallahi, does not need any one of us. We need Allah. This is something we must always keep in mind. We are so fortunate, Allahu Akbar, we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us the gift of Islam and Iman. Can you imagine yourself sitting in a temple, bowing down before idols? Can you imagine yourself leaning on a bench and praying to a cross? Allahu Akbar. Allah is so merciful to us that Allah has given us this gift of Islam and Iman. But alas, unfortunately today, our behavior shows otherwise, and it's really lamentable. My respected brothers, you know, we must make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change this bad behavior and make it a reality in our lives to such an extent that not only do we suffer deprivation of Iman, but our progeny till the day of Qiyamah also suffers this loss. So it's very, very important. You know, everyone is talking and saying, the month of Ramadan, wow, gosh, 12 hours we fasting. I tend to look at it in another way. We're supposed to be excited that we're fasting longer hours, because longer hours means longer ibadat for Allah. This is how it's supposed to be. Not crying about it, hey, you know, winter, it was only 8 hours or 6 hours, it was so nice. No, we're not supposed to be like that. We're supposed to wear this deen as a badge of honor. That's why I constantly make the dhikr. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasula. Again, radina billahi rabba وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي ورسولا. The translation: رضينا بالله رب. I am so elated and excited that Allah is my Rabb. وبالإسلام دينا. And Allah has chosen Islam, the best of all religions, to be my religion. We could have believed in Allah, but we could have been in the ummah of Musa alayhi salam or Isa alayhi salam. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيُّ وَرَسُولًا. And none other than Nabi Kareem صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ is my prophet. This is what we have to constantly thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Wear it like a badge of honor. Never feel shy that you are Muslim. Remember your attitude, you are an ambassador of Islam. Everywhere we go, people want to know. People must know that you are a Muslim. You have an impact on your community. And in this way, you will find that this not only will show people outside, but at the same time, spiritually, it will uplift a person and take a person away from sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Jazakallah.